This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you want pure, unfiltered, unadulterated sports, you've come to the right place. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester, live from Shamrock Jacks in Irondequoit, right off Culver in the shadow of Seabreeze. Looking forward to seeing you this afternoon, courtesy of our friends from Yuengling. And on the line now, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Mark Herzlick. Insider Calls brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Mark, good having you on with us again. How are you, bud?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Mark, we're at a bar today here where it's all Notre Dame memorabilia, all Notre Dame. You being the former BC guy, I would imagine you went up once or twice against the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, we did. We actually we were on a streak of, I think, 7 in a row beating them when I was at BC. So we had our way a little bit with Notre Dame when I was there. We shut them out 1 year as well, which was really fun.
Yeah, nobody here remembers that, though, Mark. Mark, I wanted to get your opinion first and foremost about the news from the last 24 hours here. A guy that, I don't know how familiar you are with Luke Kuechly. I mean, you're familiar with him based on the fact that he was just a star in the league and really, really good player. Walking away at age 28, retiring, hanging up, your initial reaction and your thoughts to the retirement of Luke Kuechly in Carolina?
Yeah, well, so you know, Luke and I are very good friends. We played together at Boston College for 2 years, and kept very close with him over, you know, really the past 8-9 years. And when I heard it, I was, I guess I wouldn't say surprised in the move, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a very final decision. And I think that, I had known that he had his injuries over the past few years, and you could watch while he played this year, and it just didn't seem like he was hitting as hard as he wanted to. And you know, when he talked in that little video he made, it basically said, "I want to keep playing, but just his body wouldn't let him." And that's a shame, because just the way everything worked out, he wasn't able to really dictate on his own terms. It was more his body was dictating when he had to hang up his cleats. But, you know, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him for being mature enough to recognize it and, you know, walk away from the game with enough health intact to live a great life afterward.
Mark, if you lump his story with the retirement of Rob Gronkowski or Andrew Luck, you could put in Calvin Johnson. Johnson was 30. Those other guys under 30 years old. Is this something that's going to become more common in this league, that when players go in, have a number in your head of what you want to make and then get out, as far as players coming into this league with that sort of exit plan?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily a plan. Just, so I guess some guys have a number, right? And you hear that sometimes guys make a number, but I think all those guys you just listed, their number was exceeded within the first 3 or 4 years. I mean, it's not like they hit that number and we're like, okay, I'm done. I think what happens is, though, whenever you reach that number, or you maybe have something coming into the NFL saying, all right, like, I'm going to play, I know guys will talk 10 years. I want to play 10 years, and then I'm done no matter what. Or some certain guys will be like, hey, I'm just going to play until my body tells me I can't play, and then I'm done. And then for most of us, someone else tells us we're done. You know, and that's like, you want to try to dictate it on your own terms, but I think everybody has something that signals that they're done. And when you reach that point, you walk away. And I think for the two latest guys, Andrew and Luke, their body was saying, hey, it's over.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Mark Herzlick, our guest here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, live from Shamrock Jacks on ESPN Rochester. Mark, we're going to talk plenty of Championship Sunday with you while we have the opportunity. But before we get to that, some other news and notes from around the league that I want to get your opinions on. Did Cleveland hire the right guy for this job?
Yeah, I mean, I think that everything is to be determined. That's always the way it goes in these type of situations, and we'd love to kind of speculate and see kind of what is going to happen before it happens. But, you know, Stefanski is a guy who has had a lot of success. I mean, he took over from Pat Shurmur when Pat Shurmur went to the Giants, and he's done well with what he had. And obviously people are going to point to the numbers in his final game as not being very good. But going from an offensive coordinator position to a head coach is a big transition. And all of a sudden, I think that the best people who do that transition, they let go of the reins a little bit and allow someone else to come in and call the offense. And I think that that'll, if he decides to do that, it'll help him in terms of the structural management of the entire team.
Mark, we're coming to you from the middle of Buffalo Bills country, and we had a couple stories this week where Ed Oliver had surgery. I did not know about that injury. Today, Cody Ford, offensive lineman, had surgery. We didn't know about that injury. Mark, bring us back to when you were a player. How much of this, as fans, do we not know what these guys put through their bodies? How did you feel after you were done with every season?
Yeah, I think you go into every off season just hoping you don't have to get surgery. Like, you think you kind of judge your off season by whether it's good or bad, depending upon if you had to have surgery or not. And that's just the way it goes. And unfortunately, more times than not, there might be, for me, for instance, I had a torn cartilage in my foot, in my toe 1 year. And it was the type of thing that, yeah, it's not going to get worse if you play on it, but it's just not going to get better without surgery. And you kind of judge the, you know, risk factor, and you judge the pain tolerance. And if you can tolerate the pain and you could do something like, you know, I put a steel plate in my shoe and would tape up my foot. Like, if you could do that and make it work, then you would do it. And if it got to the point where you needed surgery right away, you'd do that. But I think that happens very frequently. And so you see guys get these surgeries that, you know, are four significant injuries, but they were hurt, not really injured enough where they were going to either lose a step or be ineffective on the football field.
He's Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Mark Herzlick in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. We had college football's national championship on Monday night, Mark, and I'm curious to get your initial thoughts on the guy that everybody presumes will be number one overall in April in Joe Burrow, and how do you think he, assuming that the Bengals don't bungle it, assuming he goes to Cincinnati, what kind of a pro do you think that guy is going to make?
Gosh, I mean, could you imagine a scenario where the Bengals don't take him? I mean,
it would be the most Cincinnati thing ever. Yeah.
I know. Oh my gosh. I think people just turned over in their graves and Cincinnati fans to saying, oh, no way we're going to do that. But okay. To get to your point, I mean, watching really Joe all year, I think the only concern I have is the one hit wonder factor, right? He's done it all year. You know, but does he have a sophomore slump? You know, obviously he was a senior at LSU, but it was his first time he really came out and played that well. So what does his off season look like? How does he progress from there? I think he'll do a great job. We've seen it over the past, you know, someone may come in, you might have a good rookie year as a quarterback, you know, things are all new, they haven't got real reads on you, but then, you know, maybe your second year you aren't as effective. So I just hope that he gets into a situation in Cincinnati where he can go out there, they're able to establish the run game, it's not all on his shoulders right away. So, you know, he is going to be a really good professional quarterback because he's an accurate passer. You know, when I was watching him, I kind of thought he was similar to Andrew Luck, you know, in terms of how well he can throw the deep ball, his accuracy on the out route. He has arm strength too, so it'll be really fun to watch kind of, you know, what that offseason looks like for him.
Mark, have you seen a quarterback come out of college that looks that unanimous as the first overall pick since Andrew Luck? You brought his name up. It just conjured up memories of how obvious it was that Andrew Luck was going to be a star. And it feels like since then that there's been a lot of divisiveness in terms of prospects coming out of college and entering the NFL ranks at quarterback.
Yeah, I got to try to think about it. I guess Cam Newton was the year after Luck, right? And
yeah,
so he was a unanimous first guy. But I think since then, you might be right, where you don't necessarily see that definite quarterback as number one. You know, even Baker Mayfield, there was some question on whether he was going to go one or not. But you know, I think you're right in terms of like full translation of your quarterback play in college to the NFL. I don't know if there's been someone since Andrew Luck that people say, hey, this is going to work.
Mark, we haven't even touched on the championship games coming up this week. So the thing that the Packers and the Chiefs share in common is they're going against opponents that beat them pretty well. The one particular, the game San Francisco manhandled Green Bay. What kind of challenge is that for the Packers and the Chiefs, for that matter, this week when you're facing a team here in the playoffs that you lost to earlier in the season?
It is a challenge. I think it's even more of a challenge for the team that won during the regular season. Too often you see teams win in the regular season and then lose in the postseason because really the losing team during the season, they fixed everything during the next week, right? You get in on Monday after that loss and you try to fix everything and you analyze that game like it's the most important game in the world. Sometimes the winning teams will come in on that Monday and they'll say, oh, yeah, good job on this, and pat on the back, and, you know, some high fives, and they might not take the mistakes as seriously. So I think that'll be kind of the real question, is the mistakes that were made by the winning teams in the, you know, previous in the season, are those things going to be corrected? Because you know the losing team is not going to make the same mistakes in the playoffs. So I love that there's rematches happening. I think it's fun to watch. I think, you know, I'm just so excited for that Packers 49ers game. I think that they are a really good matchup. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers and you got Garoppolo, kind of, you know, both of these guys were able to be tutored by some of the great quarterbacks of all time early in their careers, and now are, you know, leading some top teams. It's going to be really fun to watch.
Mark, with that Kansas City Tennessee game, is there any way to stop Derrick Henry?
Well, reports I heard he might have got injured yesterday. I was, you know, just going through. I mean, double check, but yeah, I mean, I think Derrick Henry is, you know, an unbelievable runner and almost impossible to bring down. And it just, you know, depends upon his health. I you know, just had heard about, you know, a tweak in practice, but if he is healthy to go, it's almost impossible to bring this man down. He is a freak, and standing next to him is a problem. You look like a midget. I love all those pictures of Mark Ingram standing next to Derrick Henry. It was like, wow, this dude is a monster. So, you know, if he's good to go, there's going to be really, really big problems to their team.
Well, Mark, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to some great football action and really great insight, too, as far as some of these stories. Thanks so much, and let's catch up next week.
Great. Thank you very much.
You got it. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Mark Herzlick, good with his time, joining us here in the Sports Bar. Insider Calls brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Van.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.